When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer, Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, BearCreekArsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Monday edition of Clay and Buck kicks off right now. A huge weekend for news, as we know, and a big Monday as well. So much to discuss here. We had a direct Iranian military assault on Israel. 300 missiles, drones fired from Iran at Israel, and essentially all of them intercepted, shot down, taken out in transit. So a highly provocative, but also from a military standpoint, highly unsuccessful move by Iran over the weekend. We'll spend some more time diving into that. A lot going on in the legal realm as well. We have one Hunter Biden move to dismiss his case, and Judge Noriega slapped that down pretty aggressively. So Hunter Biden still facing trial. But Donald Trump's trial in New York City starts today. So we're going to spend a good amount of time talking about this and also the situation in the Middle East. I think there are changing dynamics clearly in the Middle East after the attack this weekend, but it's going to take time for it all to play out. Despite the headlines, Clay, over the weekend, I don't think World War III is about to happen. I think everyone needs to take a breath and think this through a bit. And the Israelis are certainly doing that as they consider their response. But I wanted to dive in. Let's dive into this Trump situation just for a moment, shall we? He is facing, this is the Republican de facto nominee for the presidency.
This is an assault.
Whoa. Anyway, here we go. We can listen to him. Yeah, go ahead and play it. I was about to have him play it. Go for it. Clip one.
This is an assault on America. Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar said this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country. And it's a country that's failing. It's a country that's run by an incompetent man who's very much involved in this case.
It's a scam.
This is really
it's a scam. That's not a trial. That's not a trial. That's a scam.
So, Clay, the Trump, well, the Trump position on this is clear, and I think we all understand this is outrageous, but it's also happening. You know, this is the part of it now where you have to sort of settle in and recognize that as absurd as these charges are, as much as this is an abuse of the law, as much as this is election interference, and it is. It clearly is meant. It was held until the election year. It is meant to hurt Donald Trump's chances at being president again. With all of that, trial number one has started as of today. Trump's criminal, first criminal trial in his life, I might add.
Yes. So to the extent that we have anybody, I believe there's a jury pool of 500 people that have been initially called. I've said this on the show before, but I want to reiterate it now. We have a large listenership in the New York City area. WOR, we love you guys. If you are fortunate enough to be in this jury pool, I want you, and you listen to this show, I want you to go and do everything you can to get on this jury. Usually people, Buck, try to avoid jury duty like with every fiber of their being, right? I've got a conflict. Oh, I've got, generally getting out of jury duty is almost an art form. I want a Trump voting patriot to get on this jury, recognize this for what it is, a sham political prosecution targeted against Donald Trump because he is running for president, and I want you to refuse to convict. I want jury nullification. If I were in New York City and I were on this this jury group, I would do everything that I could to get seated on this jury, and I would refuse to convict. It only takes one person. We're not going to get an acquittal. There's too many anti-Trump people.
Yeah, of course.
There's no way you're going to get 12 jurors to recognize this for what it is, a political sham. Alvin Bragg is lowering every felony to a misdemeanor. Here he's trying to elevate a misdemeanor to a felony based on what I think is illegitimate use of the law. The only way to fight back against lawfare is by refusing to comply with it. And so if you can vote not guilty, if you can get on this jury, you can become a hero. I really mean that. Yeah. And I don't know
the numbers. The numbers are very slim. There are 8.5 million people in New York City. So unfortunately, I don't think we're able to necessarily turn this wheel ourselves, but it would be great if it happens.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's 500 people that get called, if one or two of them listen to Clay and Buck every now and then. As a percentage of the overall audience, that wouldn't be crazy. What you would know better than me, Manhattan 2020 election went for Joe Biden what percentage? The 80-20?
Oh, gosh.
Is it higher than 80-20?
85 to 90, I think. Or I'd say 85. It's between 80 and 90.
So if you did the basic math there, that would mean there's maybe 50 people in the 500 jury pool that would have voted for Trump, maybe 50 to 75. Like, that's not crazy, right? Now, obviously, some people wouldn't have voted at all, which obviously happens. But you're talking about 10 or 15% of whatever jury pool likely to be Trump supporters, right?
Look, all it takes is one, but to the principle at work here, Clay, I think you mentioned a nullification, and I think if you look at, for example, UCMJ in the military, you do not have to obey an unlawful order, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who tells you, go and, you know, kill this defenseless person in this house because you've been ordered to do so. You know, if you know that this is not a lawful target of war, you don't do it. It doesn't matter what the order is. I think this is an unlawful prosecution. I think that nullification is, and I know that's it's really somewhat the nuclear option, right? To say, I don't care what the jury instructions are. I don't care what the evidence may be. This is a preposterous and politicized and unjust prosecution. I think that's absolutely true. There's also no, you know, we were just talking a lot about the OJ situation. People say, oh, well, you know, what about the system there? Yeah, well, this isn't a double murder. This isn't even a crime. Well, what is the crime? That there has to be some harm. There has to be some damage done to someone. The underlying notion here, Clay, is that there was some, effort to conceal from the public view something that they should have known about for the purposes of politics. I mean, it is outrageous that anybody even calls this a crime. It is a non-crime charge that has been brought against him. It's not meant for this kind of a situation anyway. It is the clearest prosecutorial abuse I've ever seen. So yeah, you're right. Anyone gets on there, they should just dig in. But you know, the pressure is going to be very heavy. I'm sure people on that jury who are crazy libs who are going to vote Biden will say, you know, your life's over if you don't go along with this, buddy. You know, the people are going to be camping outside your house.
It's a hung jury, and it's different, I would say, than the OJ trial, because the OJ trial, they had whatever it was, 12 members of that jury all agree that he was not guilty. I think the odds of there being 12 jurors who agree Trump's not guilty are zero. But just based on simple math, the odds of you getting 12 people who will not convict.
You need a unanimous verdict here, right? Or else you get a hung jury, and that's where this is heading.
And so the hung jury, the hung jury would just force it to go try another trial. And, but it would classify, I don't think they'd ever be able to finish it. It would classify as a Trump win. And you're right. There'd be a lot of pressure. I think that juror would be a hero. I think that juror would be a hero to half the country. You might have to leave New York City. I mean, truth be told, but I'm telling you, if I were on this jury, I would not vote to convict because as a matter of principle, I do not agree with the idea of trying to put the current sitting president trying to put his chief political rival in prison for the rest of his life. That's what they're trying to do with all this lawfare. Now, this is the least significant of all of the charges, but everybody else looked at this who is more esteemed legal scholars than Alvin Bragg, and they refused to bring these charges. They waited until an election year, till after he's now already got the nomination locked up to decide to come after him. And by the way, I've asked this question. I'm not convinced that they won't try to put him in jail over this, because as you look at DC, as you look at South Florida, and as you look at Atlanta, I think this is going to be the only case they finish. I think they're then going to overreact to whatever verdict they got.
Well, the only other option is that this whole thing, this whole farce in New York City, is just meant to tar Trump with he's a convicted felon, right? That's the, and there's some polling and it goes back and forth, but there are some basis to suggest that if they could just get a conviction of him, that stigma alone would be enough to throw some of the swing states. I've agreed with you. We've thought the same thing all along. That seems unlikely to me, especially in the hush money case. In the DC J6 case, I think it's a little bit more of a, we'll see. What person is outraged by what happened here with Trump? Trump had a lawyer pay off a nuisance NDA basically and listed it as, something so that it wouldn't come up as, a campaign finance issue. But if it's a campaign finance issue, you're allowed to pay off Stormy Daniels with campaign money? That's a better option? I don't understand how they think this law is even supposed to work, because it's not supposed to work this way.
Well, the victim here, and nobody ever talks about this, is actually Trump. And people say, what do you mean by that? He paid a woman $130,000 or whatever it was, because he believed that her story, it was worth $130,000 to him for her story not to go public. She took the money, signed the NDA, and then told the story anyway.
Yeah.
If anybody was actually a victim here, Stormy Daniels got her money. And she still told her story, which was the reason she got her money in the first place.
And then I think Michael Avenatti got her money. And then Michael Avenatti got sent to prison. Look at the full thread here, everyone. Look at the figures, the individuals that are involved in these Get Trump operations.
Avenatti tweeted today, Buck, that this is an illegitimate prosecution and Trump's being treated unfairly.
I didn't even see that. That's wild.
Yes.
Avenatti's taking the Trump side on this. That's pretty funny.
On this prosecution side, that this is a sham.
This is one of those moments as well where any legal analyst that you see, anyone you see who goes on television and says this is anything other than an outrage against not just the justice system, the basic notion of fairness and justice that we all have, to drag somebody into court to try to destroy their reputation, for what? The crime is not a crime. That's ultimately what makes this, I think, so outrageous. You know, the other things, the Florida case, obstruction under certain circumstances can be a crime. It's a violation of the state's will and, whatever. This is crazy. I mean, this is like trying to throw Trump in prison, because I think he faces, I don't even know what the full count. They're 32 counts, but they wouldn't run them, I think, concurrently, or they would run, who knows how they. Clay, this is territory that nobody. It's crazy. It's garbage. So you're trying to have people analyze garbage. This is just what I meant to say. Anyone who's like, I'm a lawyer and I'm smart, who says anything other than the prosecution in New York is garbage is someone that nobody should listen to, nobody should trust ever again, and it is both shameful and sad. I still love New York City. I love New York City with all my heart. It is so sad to me that this is the district attorney of my great hometown, that this is who is in charge of prosecuting people, Alvin Bragg. You know, it's degrading to the five boroughs that this guy, well, to Manhattan, that this guy is given the power that he has.
No doubt. We'll take some of your calls, by the way. But if you're fortunate enough to be in that 500 group, they've now, I think, begun. I need to check and get the latest, but I believe they have officially begun jury selection. We'll give you the latest from inside that courtroom. It's going to be going on for the next 6-8 weeks or longer. In the meantime, cyber thieves commit silent crimes, kind of crime that occurs without an alarm going off, kind of crime that happens without you noticing at first, like someone using your name and information online. You only find out when your credit card bill shows up with all kinds of bogus charges. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Chances are it'll happen to you or a family member at some point in your life as well. Protecting your online identity can be easy with LifeLock. Their 24/7 online systems monitor online transactions into the billions of transactions out there looking for evidence that your information is being used illegally. If it is, LifeLock will assign you a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist to help you fix it. Join now and save 25% off your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com. Use my name, Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, as your promo code for 25% off.
Stay on top of election news with 24 from Clay and Buck, a weekly podcast you can find on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There is a great evil taking place in our society. Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken. Preborn is dedicated to saving these precious lives, and every day, the staff members at Preborn Clinics rescue 200 babies and help women in crisis by sharing light, love, and a free ultrasound.
That changed my life. Just from that ultrasound picture?
You see, when an expectant mother meets her precious baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life for her baby. Would you join me and Preborn in rescuing babies' lives? One ultrasound is just $28, and for $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds helping to rescue 5 babies' lives. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD. The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Courtroom sketch artists are going to have maybe the greatest time to ever be a courtroom sketch artist is right now. There are no cameras allowed in the courtroom. And all of this is kind of crazy that you're now seeing all the sketches come out. And I was just talking to you about this off air. Do you think it would be beneficial for Trump if there were cameras in the courtroom or not, Buck? Like if we had an OJ style constant ability to watch whatever's going on in that courtroom, right? Minute by minute, like we did. I think I messed up his name last week. Judge Lance Ito was the judge who sat at the head of the table there during the OJ trial. Good or bad for Trump if there was live cameras in the courtroom?
Well, it all depends on how it would go with those cameras there. On Friday, this is cut two, Trump said, he declared that he planned to testify in this trial. Play two.
That's not a trend. That's a scam. If you read Jonathan Turley, if you read Andy McCarthy, if you read the legal, they said there's not even a case there. That's election interference by the Biden administration. They actually took their top guy, one of their top guys, put him into the DA's office to run it, and it's a shame. What they have done is incredible. It's election interference, and it's got to stop. It's a third world country. This country's never done it. But you read Jonathan Turley, you read Andrew McCarthy, you read the legal scholars. Every single one of them said that whole thing is a scam. It's not even a crime.
Andy McCarthy is going to be with us on Wednesday on this show. He's one of my favorite guests just because he cuts through the noise and he's so fantastic, as you heard Trump give him a shout out there.
Did you read the analysis in Jonathan Turley piece in the New York Post? He starts off with a quote by Seneca, the ancient Roman, he says, "The more laws, the less justice." You know, that's the quote that Turley goes with from Seneca. And I think this is what you see is that when a state wants to be tyrannical, it's not very strict enforcement of laws. It's what you have against Trump, which is endless laws that are completely unequally enforced.
Yeah.
Because then it's just a function of when the state wants to get you. If the state can do this to Donald Trump, they can do this to any Republican. And they've tried to do this to other Republicans, as I've stated many times here on the show. They've gone after Republicans using law in ways that even the Supreme Court has had to step in and say, what are you doing? Like, you can't do that.
Oh, and people are fired up at me for saying that I think the jury should nullify. They're like, I'm going to file a complaint with you. It's like, bring it. Like, what do I care? The reality is everybody, I think, that has a functional brain recognizes this is garbage. Jurors should stand up to these charges.
That's crazy.
Because people are idiots. They don't want you to say anything.
Crazy stuff. Look, we get to the truth here. We don't care about what kind of heat we get. Whatever the topic is, we cut through the noise and get to what's real. And when it comes to the stock market, that's what my colleague Mark Chaykin does as well. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years. In his time on the street, he invented three new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent focus on AI stocks and all the hype going on. He says most Americans are about to miss out on a critical turning point in this AI frenzy. Mark is calling this a new dawn for U.S. stocks and predicts dozens of specific companies will be impacted in just the next 90 days' time. That's why Mark has agreed to share one of his favorite AI stocks to buy now with our listeners. He's put everything in a new presentation you can watch for free at 2024AIStock.com. That's 2024AIStock.com, paid for by Chaykin Analytics. Pretty amazing that you have Donald Trump showing up for his first day in court today, and over the weekend there are headlines, I think, a little ahead of their skis, so to speak, a little exaggerated, but headlines about World War III breaking out. World War III is not breaking out right now, thank God, but it certainly is concerning about the future of the Middle East when you have 300 munitions, missiles, drones, all kinds of stuff fired at Israel. If Israel and its allies in the region didn't have the ability to shoot them down, it would have been a high casualty strike, most likely, and it was stopped. This is something similar, I think, to what we've seen in the past with a lot of the rocket attacks that Hamas had been doing out of Gaza. The Iron Dome system would shoot them down, and Israel tries to do the minimum necessary in the aftermath to limit the continued firing of missiles. The difference here is that Iran is now just, instead of working through proxies, third parties, Iran is saying, well, we're just going to fire stuff at you now, meaning they're firing at Israel. And that is very concerning for a whole bunch of reasons that I think we can all understand right up front. As that's happening, and as there is, I think, Clay, more people waking up to the reality that Ukraine winning the war against Russia is not going to happen, unless winning the war just means a stalemate that drags on for another 10 years. And you see the New York Times, I think, even had a piece over the weekend about Ukrainian men who are trying to avoid the draft in their country because they think they're just being treated like cannon fodder and they don't want to die over who is in charge of the Donbas region and, you know, Crimea. So there are concerns, obviously, about where all that's going. I bring it up because at the same time, there is nostalgia for the Trump presidency. People are looking at a Times Siena College poll, New York Times poll, finds voters think highly of Donald Trump's record on the economy. And they look back on this and they say, yeah, you know, it was actually pretty good. I think we're going to see more of that, Clay. I think there's going to be a greater recognition as the rest of this year goes on that, you know, that whole Trump era, it's pretty good stuff, actually. Kind of, for the people that don't already recognize that, I think more people are going to recognize that. Joe Biden is a disaster, but of course he's a disaster.
No doubt. And I think people are looking back, and this may be one of those situations where COVID is in the rearview mirror. And I don't think people ever blamed Trump for COVID. They tried to hang it on him to beat him in November of 2020, but it's not like Trump had anything to do with COVID suddenly emerging in late February, early March of 2020. And if you leave aside COVID, what can you even point to that Trump did that was bad? I think this is what is kind of registering with a lot of people. Income was up for white, black, Asian, Hispanic. I mean, real income, not fake, manipulated. You were making more money and goods cost less. Inflation was almost non-existent. Mortgage rates were 2.5%. The stock market in February of 2020 was as strong as it has ever been. I mean this, if you look at all of the objective data, the United States has never been stronger from a purely economic perspective than in February of 2020. There were no wars. Everybody, like I said, was doing better. And I do think there is, in retrospect, a recognition that all of this is a function of how broken the Biden administration is, that the nostalgia is working in Trump's favor. People would rather have mean tweets than war.
Yes. And, you know, with this issue of Israel and Hamas, the Palestinians, the Democrats clearly are concerned about what is going to happen here in their coalition. You know, Biden has already said, this was, I think, leaked over the weekend, that he is warning Netanyahu that the U.S. will not back Israel up on a counterattack on Iran. President Biden called Prime Minister Netanyahu late night and said, you got to win, take the win. That's the, and it's kind of a strange way to think about it. The win is, you stopped somebody else from killing a lot of your people. I mean, yeah, that's a good thing, but is that, you know, you're playing defense and Israel would rather stop the next threat from happening. But in the midst of all this, I've got to start looking deeper, Clay. I think we should dive deeper as we go forward here into, is John Fetterman just keeping Biden's hopes in Pennsylvania alive single-handedly? Is that what's going on right now? Because Fetterman, and I gotta say, we gave him a very hard time. I'll speak for myself. I gave him a very hard time when he was running for Senate because it seemed reckless for a guy that, you know, was having the cognitive impairment he did. On the Israel stuff, given that he's still a Democrat, still a Democrat party. Here he is. He was approached by a bunch of people that were, you know, haranguing him over Israel. This is cut 17. I saw this over the weekend. Listen to how John Fetterman deals with people shouting at him about the genocide in Gaza.
Senator, I always thought you were an anti-racist, but it seems like you value Israeli lives more than you value Palestinian lives. Is that true?
Still with Israel.
I don't know if you kind of caught that. He goes, still supporting Israel. That's what he's still going to be with Israel. Do you think that this is is this just because Fetterman feels this way, or is this, he recognizes that Pennsylvania is a place that if Biden doesn't win, it's all over, and so he's doing his part for the party? Is a combination of both?
I mean, I assume that Fetterman will still endorse Biden because he is a Democrat.
Of course he's going to endorse Biden, but I'm saying is he taking the Israel position to help him?
I don't think it's like 4D chess. I actually think that Fetterman, so you're asking to get into his head, right? Which is really kind of difficult. A part of me thinks that Fetterman, and this is again me trying to psychoanalyze Fetterman, like why is he got elected and immediately had to check himself into Walter Reed for depression and everything else. I think a part of the way that he has healed is to say, I'm going to do what I think is right and I'm not going to worry about all the noise outstanding. And I've heard him talk about how toxic social media is in general. A part of me thinks that he got dragged down into the darkness of that depression because he allowed people on social media to convince him he allowed people on social media to define himself. And now I think that he has just said, I'm going to do what I think's right and I'm not going to worry about anything else. And I think it speaks to how broken the Democrat Party is that they aren't willing to say Israel has the right to defend itself and it is the victim here. I don't see this as a remotely difficult question. Israel was attacked. And the analogy that I think is very compelling, and we've used it on this show for some time, leave Israel, put Israel off on the side. If a group of Mexican, let's say it's a cartel, let's say it's some sort of religious organization, whatever it is, if they crossed our border and killed 1,200 Americans, we would rain down holy hell on that group until they were all eliminated in Mexico. And every single one of you listening right now understands that, accepts it, and would endorse that. Just think about it. 1,200 Americans are killed. Let's say somebody comes across the border from Mexico into El Paso and kills 1,200 Americans because they're Americans, specifically targets them because of their unique location, obviously not religion, but just the fact that they're Americans as opposed to the fact that they are Jewish. We would rain down holy hell on them, and anyone that told us, oh, there's collateral damage here, or, oh, unfortunately, you're killing some innocent people, we would say, yeah, that stinks, but we have to eliminate this threat once and for all. So I don't see how this is challenging at all.
No, and we've been very consistent here on that point. I would just add that what they did was really meaning what Hamas did on October 7th was a mass act of violent hate. It wasn't about a military strike. There was no military component really that they were hitting. They wanted to kill as many defenseless men, women, and children as possible in the most gruesome and vicious way possible. This was a directive from the top down. This was something that Hamas as an entity ordered and is entirely as an entity responsible for. And I just think that this does become a very straightforward moral proposition. Israel has the God-given right to hunt down and capture or kill every Hamas militant that exists. That's it. Now, will they be able to do that? No, probably not. But do they have the right to try? Yeah, they do. They do. And so Fetterman is correct. By the way, he also said this. Fetterman's not done. I'm sitting here talking about a Democrat, pretty, in a lot of ways, on some issues, far left-wing Democrat. But he's good. Like we always say, we call balls and strikes. He is good on this issue, has been consistently good, and not just, you know, breaking with his party, but dunking on his own side a little bit. Here he is saying that all the pro-Palestinian protesters, they should be angry at Hamas, not Israel. Play 18. Or not. So anyway, we'll come back and maybe play 18 on the flip side of this one. But, you know, I had a great time at the range, with my new Bear Creek Arsenal firearm over the weekend. I got out there with the rifle, training with my brother and a good friend of mine. And if you're a firearms enthusiast like me or you have one in your life, you gotta check them out. Bear Creek Arsenal is a veteran owned and operated gun manufacturer in Sanford, North Carolina. They make amazing firearms at an incredible everyday value. I mean, look, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a former SEAL. I said, look, we're out here, we're shooting this rifle. Doesn't this get it done at every level? I mean, it's beautifully made, really exceptional, semi-automatic rifle. It's a BCA 15, Bear Creek Arsenal 15. And he said, yeah, absolutely. I said, is it worth paying? You could pay easily five times as much for a rifle that's similar to that Bear Creek Arsenal rifle. Do you get any additional value? The answer is no, you don't. Bear Creek Arsenal, I'm telling you, once you try their rifles, their handguns, you're going to say to yourself, this is my new gun manufacturer of choice. They are phenomenal. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code. They have so much great gear on the site too. You'll have a lot of fun just doing a little shopping for yourself. bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use that promo code, Buck, to get 10% off your first order. That's bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use promo code Buck for 10% off your first order.
24, a weekly podcast from Clay and Buck, covering all things election. Episodes drop Sundays at noon Eastern. Find it on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your...
No surprise, but do you know the number of abortions in states where it's deemed legal have increased since the overturning of Roe v. Wade? Sadly, unborn babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's where Preborn steps in. Preborn introduces moms to their precious babies through ultrasound. When a mom in crisis hears her baby's heartbeat and sees her or him on ultrasound, she is twice as likely to choose life. Preborn has rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives, and their network of clinics are located in the highest abortion states, standing strong for moms in crisis and the most vulnerable preborn babies. Five ultrasounds are just $140, helping to rescue five babies. Preborn relies on donations from us. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
with over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. You should know, everyone, that as the show has been progressing, I have been made aware that Eric Swalwell has tweeted that I need to be charged with jury tampering for saying that anyone out there, in my opinion, that is on the jury, or any American that is potentially on a jury, let me expand it so I can be charged in every jurisdiction in America. If you are out there and you are seated on a Trump jury, I believe you should vote not guilty as a matter of principle, because for the first time in over 240 years, the person in political power, that is Joe Biden and his Department of Justice, is trying to put his chief political opponent in prison for the rest of his life. I think that is wrong. I think it's so wrong that as a matter of my personal principle, and I would encourage you as well, you should vote not guilty and let the election determine who is actually president of the United States, not let them interfere. But this is from Eric Swalwell. Eric Swalwell tweeted, jury tampering, that's what they do. It's a felony. So they now are demanding.
A moron beyond even my wildest imaginings. He thinks that for a person who talks about the news for a living, to, by the way, I mean, we're saying the same thing here, just to be clear, that your jury tampering, if you say you think someone's not guilty, and if you were on that jury, you would vote not guilty.
And I would encourage you to get seated on the jury.
We just had OJ's death last week. Like, we just talked about
it. Yes.
I'm pretty sure people were voicing opinions on whether OJ did it when the trial was happening.
And they're saying that the Manhattan DA should arrest me. So I will just say right here, Alvin Bragg, I would welcome you arresting me for saying that I believe that you are 100% engaged in political prosecution, and that anyone with a functional brain out there who happens to get seated on this jury should vote not guilty. I just tagged him myself on Twitter.
Did you make jokes about him sleeping with Feng Feng, the Chinese spy?
I did. Maybe he's, I did.
You probably did. You probably pointed out that he got, yep.
I responded, this isn't jury tampering, you imbecile. This is my response to Eric Swalwell. I would nullify if I were seated on this jury as a matter of principle. I think all Americans with a comprehension of basic justice should do the same. Also, you slept with the Chinese spy and used campaign funds for Super Bowl tickets. That is my response to California Congressman Eric Swalwell.
I feel like you guys aren't about to have a beer summit and hug it out after that one. I think you're probably not on Swalwell's Christmas list.
Can you think of something better for the show than Alvin Bragg charging me with jury tampering? This whole thing is such a ridiculous absurdity.
If you could be charged with jury tampering, first of all, I mean, I could. Every conservative TV and radio host I know could be charged with jury tampering. We're all saying the same thing, which we think this is garbage.
And jury tampering,
if you find out who's on the jury and you give them, you know, an envelope with money and say, this is what, that's jury tampering, or you threaten them, that's jury tampering, saying if I were on the jury, I would not convict. The First Amendment means nothing to morons like Swalwell. Means nothing. Freedom of speech, basic freedom, means nothing to these people. Anything to get Trump. They're totalitarian psychos. Wait, we're gonna come back to this.
Yes.
I got a couple of just, I'm very embarrassed by this. I said Seneca, I meant Cicero. What kind of JV move is that?
I was thinking Seneca was a Native American, right?
No.
Isn't Seneca also a Native American?
Well, there's Seneca Falls, but, Seneca.
What we're gonna have to do research is it.
I mean, I'm trying to make sure that I get this. No, Seneca, ancient Rome. Seneca the Younger, Clay. No. Yeah, they're made. Okay. I think. Yeah, I think there's a. We're stepping on something we didn't mean to, which is there's a different Native American situation I think you're referring to. Hold on, let me see.
Seneca is a nation of Indians. That's what I got confused by.
Yeah, there's Seneca Falls, which is not named for the ancient Roman guy, but then there's Seneca the Younger, which is, okay, We're messing it all up. The point is, it was Cicero. The more laws, the less justice. And you know what happened, Clay? I didn't get enough Crockett coffee in my system before the show today, so I missed one. I missed a shot. I got to refill my Kentucky long rifle here, so to speak, and actually get ready to go here with some Crockett coffee. Go to CrockettCoffee.com. Gotta stay filled up. Gotta stay ready to go. Freedom, America, free speech. Unlike people like Eric Swalwell, we like free speech, so we want people to drink Crockett coffee.
Would I be able to get Crockett coffee if I got arrested for jury tampering? That'd be tough.
I would go to CrockettCoffee.com and get you your own little gift basket, and I would sneak it into the prison if I had to, although that's probably a crime, too.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Thank you.
Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes, educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.